Harina Luz. What a win!
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
What a win!
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. It's our Super Bowl weekend show. We're coming to you from the Watch EveryGame.com studios. NCAA hoops, NHL, NBA, it does not matter. Never again miss a game when you have a chance to cash a ticket. Go to watcheverygame.com. I am second half Chaz along with Steve on the board. And Steve is going to be a busy man today because we have a full show. We got in-house Johnny D.
Hey, Super Bowl 50, man. I'm ready to bring the heat. I see we have callers already trying to get on the show, so let's rock and roll.
Tommy's in-house, too.
Welcome, sports bettors.
And we do. We've got it covered from coast to coast. We'll be getting a report from the NFL experience in San Francisco. We're checking in with Gulfstream Park. Both Reno and Las Vegas are scheduled to call over the next 60 minutes. We're going to cover as many opinions on as many games as 1 hour will handle. And our Fox Sports Grill hotline will be earning its nickname today because Matt Holt of CG Technology will join us to talk some prop bets at the eight different, not one, not two, not four, eight different books that they have running on Super Bowl Sunday. We want to know what the public is thinking, so give us a call, 866-405-1717. As always, callers wanted, winners preferred. Let's hit the phone lines. We're going to go out to Hector. Hector, talk to us, baby.
Good morning, guys. I'm all amped up for the Super Bowl. I got sick of watching that disgraceful thing called the Pro Bowl, so 2 weeks without football, man, I'm ready to get this thing going, you know?
That fourth quarter of that game, that I had a problem with it. I really did.
I think there's better effort given in amateur pornography
there
than
you go.
Pro Bowl. But anyway, you guys know my pick, I think, already, but I should have waited a couple more days to get the Broncos as +6 instead of +5. But I'm sticking with them, man. I mean, Peyton Manning. I went with my heart a lot of the weeks betting on, supporting Denver, even though they beat the Steelers. And I'm going to stick with my heart this week. I'm going to think Peyton Manning's going to find a way, and I think getting their butts kicked by Seattle a couple years ago is going to help them bring in some more pride and passion to this one. So hopefully they cover the spread. What do you guys think?
Well, talk to us about a final score prediction.
I'm liking the under. I think Manning can control the game. I think he's going to go with the 2001 Baltimore Ravens strategy of just managing the clock, managing the game, try to get the running game going and play solid defense and keep the score low, keep Cam Newton off the field. And I'm going to go with Broncos 21, Carolina 17.
There you go, buddy. All right, we'll talk to you next week. Good luck.
Take it easy, guys. Later.
Johnny D, we're gonna talk real quick with Tom Vasco. Then we're gonna slide over and get to your first thoughts of the day. But I know Tom, you've been out of the loop for a while. I hope you're feeling better.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah,
Mr. Vasco.
I've had the flu or whatever it's been.
Now I do. I need to interject here, Tom. I need to interject because if you're new to the show and you are listening to Sports Betting Weekly, you need to listen to what this guy says. Because Tommy, did he have a run or did he have a run?
Tommy, he always has a good year.
Yep, yep. All right. So what are you talking, Mr. Vasco? Let us know.
All right, well, God, the Super Bowl's great. I love the Super Bowl. You never know what to expect. You have all kinds of fun props. When it comes down to this game, I really love Carolina. They're a great team. I'm a big Riverboat Ron Rivera fan. You've got two great quarterbacks, Cam Newton, MVP season, Peyton Manning. He's just had a great career, and he's always clutch in games like this. You never know what to expect, as I said, and there's always a chance of a blowout like when Seattle took Denver behind the woodshed a few years ago.
Awesome.
But in my opinion, and a lot of people are going to have opinions about this game, there's a better chance of this game going down to the wire like last year's game. I feel This game is going to be decided by the last drive, maybe even the last play. And I agree with Hector. I think Denver's going to pull this one off. I look at the game to be decided by less than 5.5, and that's what our line is right now. I'm looking at Denver 24, Carolina 21. I'm going to pounce all over the 5.5.
No doubt about it. It sounds like you're convinced, too. So have a great, great Super Bowl Sunday.
I don't know if this will help your audience out any, but I'm on a 5-0 Super Bowl run of picking the winner.
There you go. Nothing wrong with tooting your own horn. You had it right, too. You had a great year. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys.
See
thanks again. Enjoy the game.
Before we head out to Wes, we're going to get a quick take from Johnny D.
Yeah, I got a lot of thoughts on this game, but kickoff is 3:30 on the West Coast, by the way, getting some tweets about the kickoff. What we got here is Peyton Manning in the league's 27th ranked offense against the Panthers' second ranked defense. And I'm just going to say that Broncos D has not faced a quarterback like Superman Cam Newton. I'll have more after the break.
Tommy.
Yeah, I basically I'm going to wait and see what the line goes to. I'm not going to bet this game until 3:15 tomorrow. I'd like the Panthers to win the game. I don't like them so much at 6 or 6.5, which is, I think, where the line's going to end up. If that goes that way, that might steer me to go the other way, which I really don't want to do. But I love the over.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because that really is a great segue when we talk to Matt Holt in terms of how much that line gets in your head. How about you, Wes? Let's go out to Wes. Has the line gotten in your head at all?
Yeah, I love Carolina in this game, and it just seems easy. You know, the run that Denver's been on in the playoffs, it's taken a mistake from the opponent in both of their playoff games for Denver to get a win. You know, last week, the missed extra point. 2 weeks ago, the Pittsburgh game, the Funchess fumble. I think in the NFC, this Carolina run, any one of those teams that Carolina has beat, I would pick them to beat Denver. And Carolina has just taken it to those teams early in the game. You know, they let Seattle back in the game, but they just jumped all over them. I got this early in the week at 4.5. I bought the hook, and I'm taking it at 4. But there just doesn't seem to be a way for me that Denver is in this game unless Carolina makes some type of mistake. That offense, that defense, Carolina goes up by 7 or 10 even. Denver's offense is not built to play from behind.
You know, Wes, we talked to Hector earlier, and he did that, bet the favorite, the dog would be betted early. And we talk about it in the Betting the Second Half book on Amazon. It's the same thing with betting the Super Bowl. If you're doing what you're doing, and Tommy made a great point, if you're getting points and the points are going up, you got to hold off as long as you can. You did it great because you could have a 3-point swing between if you buy the hook to 7 and you buy the hook to 4, you're talking middle. You could middle this game.
Yeah, and I got it finishing at 31-24 Carolina. Special teams is going to play a role. I don't think it's going to be so much offense against defense like everybody's looking at it to be. I think special teams, there may be a touchdown on both sides from special teams.
All right. You know what? Wish you the best of luck. Have a great, great day tomorrow. Enjoy the game. We'll talk to you next time.
You too.
All right. So now remember a couple things, guys. It's when we're talking all sports, it reminds you how many games aren't available on regular TV. I had to watch one of the soccers that Chris Website in 5 days gave us. I had to watch it in Spanish, which for me wasn't really a big deal because I was kind of muting it anyway. But if you don't want to pay the cable guy for those extra channels, and every time you hit on it, you see it says pay up and you can get this channel, just go to watcheverygame.com, basic cable, and watcheverygame.com. That's all you need. Promo code is MOVIE. And if you've listened to Vicky, you know that's what she does pretty much every Saturday night. Got the girls over for movies. And free shipping, so get and do that now. We are looking forward to getting Matt on the phone. Matt, if you don't know Matt Holt, you got to check him out on Twitter, and we'll have him refresh his Twitter handle with us. But he helps CG Technologies run 8 different sports books in Las Vegas. Matt, it's got to be an incredibly busy weekend for you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the most busiest weekend of the year. The only thing that even compares to it is those first 4 days of March Madness. But as you know, 2 years ago, the state of Nevada broke the record for handle on the Super Bowl, doing about $120 million in handle, and we think we may approach that this year.
Oh, exciting. Now, I know you handle 8 books, right?
correct. Eight locations.
Yeah, that blows my mind. But I know that we did some research. A Cosmopolitan looks, they're getting some pub for a new remake. Talk to Anna at the Tropicana. They're having a big party. Do all the books, all eight of them, treat the Super Bowl the same way?
Yeah, this is a huge event for all of our properties in Nevada. There'll be parties everywhere. There's the brand new sports book at the Cosmopolitan Las Vegas. It has shuffleboard. It's made to be the ultimate sports viewing experience. Go in, download the app, make a deposit. We'll give you $50 for doing it. And there's a great bar there, the best LED screens in town. You know, it's set up for people that want to sit there, enjoy the game, really be entertained, be able to bet props for the entire thing.
How exciting. Now, do the props make you guys money, or are they the classic loss leader, get them in and hope everything else goes well?
Well, I think maybe 5 or 6 years ago that may have been the case, just get them in the door, just a promotional tool. But I could tell you now that almost 40 to 50% of the handle that we take on a game will be on props alone.
Wow.
We estimate to do somewhere between $12 to $20 million. We've done as high as 20, as low as 14 on the Super Bowl, just ourselves, just at our properties. And, you know, probably $5 to $7 million of that is going to be on props this year. They've become so popular. We put out around 200 props ourselves, and the response is amazing. People don't want to bet the game anymore. They come in and they just bet 10 different props.
Okay, so before we let you go, two things. What's your Twitter handle again?
Twitter handle is at Matthew Holtz VP.
Because I know you're always putting out some great stuff. And then my last question before we let you go, are there any props that you know already, if it happens, you're taking a hit?
Yeah, so there's a couple of props tied to tonight's NBA Oklahoma City at Golden State game that correlate to the Super Bowl that have been bet really heavily. One of them is Kevin Durant total points versus Carolina Panthers total points. And they bet Kevin Durant really heavily as he scores more against Golden State than just about any other team in the league. And then the second one was Steph Curry total points, rebounds, and assists versus total points scored in the Super Bowl. And they're betting Steph Curry in that. With a total in that NBA game around 230 tonight, they expect both those players to have big games, and they're betting both those players versus the Super Bowl team.
Yeah, Marvin from Las Vegas has been talking about that game for 3 weeks. So, hey, you know what? Good luck. Thanks for taking the time. We appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
Enjoy the big game, guys.
All right.
Take care.
Take care.
All right, when we come back, we've got John from Connecticut, Mo, and we got a party. It's a Super Bowl party. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
At championshipfootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a New England Patriots fan or an Ohio State Buckeyes backer, maybe Grams is a lifelong New York Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law is a 12th man living in Seattle. Know a member of the Michigan State Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who's a Baltimore Ravens fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, they're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort. You had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need 6BetsAGame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6BetsAGame.com MyBookieGame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sportsbooks all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6BetsAGame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's 6BetsAGame.com. Start winning more bets now.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. We are knee deep in prop sheets. We just got off the phone with Matt Holt, who helps run the 8 sports books, including the Tropicana, where they've got a big party. Now, the Tropicana, I don't know if you guys know, is now a Hilton property. And so it's a DoubleTree, actually, and that's, you know, the DoubleTree is the one by the stadium that we go to when we have our parties. A lot of fun. They're having a big game party. The VIPs are sold out, but I think the GA general admission tickets are still available. It comes with an all-you-can-eat buffet, so check them out if you got a shot. You know, it's funny, guys, because we have not done it in a while, but when we were younger, you know, all it takes is one guy to say, let's go to Vegas in the middle of a round at a bar downtown, and the next thing you know, you're on the I-15. So we're here. We got Steve on the board, and he's really pumping today. We got a lot of phone calls. Johnny D's talking some Super Bowl football.
Yeah, hold me back, man. I'm ready.
And we got Tommy, who's still not sure. He's got a few hours, about 28 hours before he's going to make his 315 selection tomorrow, right?
Well, I'm pretty sure who I'm going to play. I'm just waiting for the number.
Yeah, and then so let's go out to Mo. We're going to get Mo on the phone. Mo, you there?
Gentlemen.
Hello, Mo. So remember last year I sent you we had a Super Bowl party. I sent you the snapshot of the weather. It was like 72 and sunny here. You're going to be in Indianapolis tomorrow doing a show, you said?
Yes.
What's the temperature going to be?
It's going to be warm, unseasonably warm, 38 degrees tomorrow.
Hey, you know what? Anything above that 32 is good. All right, Mo, before we get going, we want to run out to Squeak, John in Connecticut. You're giving a shout-out to the horse lovers, I heard, huh?
Yes, Chaz. But can I ask you about one thing about a prop bet?
Yeah, of course. We got 32 pages of them, Johnny.
How about the first player to get a concussion?
Oh, I love it. Boom!
I'll put my money on Ted Ginn, because if I'm Denver, I'm knocking that girl out.
There you go. You know what? Not for nothing. He's on my list of possible at 10-1. Possible bets for the first player to score and the last player to score. So that would ruin my day if he got hit on the second play of the game.
He made my short list, too.
Cam likes going to him.
On the second play of the game, Squeak, if he's walking off to the wrong sidelines, I know I'm in trouble.
Because here's a guy that can never – he never likes to get hit. And now this year he's having one of his best years. If I'm Denver, I'm knocking him out.
There you go.
Start the game, boom.
Well, so before we go anywhere,
it's hard to knock out Buckeyes.
Let's get your final score prediction on the game.
I don't really have a final score, but I think Denver's going to cover. If I bet the game, I'm going to go.
Yeah, but you just throw a number out. Throw two numbers. You know, throw two numbers. I'll put a dash between them.
How about Denver 21, Carolina 20?
There you go. All right, so talk to me. Did you get a chance to look at anything with the ponies today?
All right, so I give you two races. There's this the fifth race at Gulfstream is the Fred Hooper. Grand Shores, let's say it'll be a decent price. And for whatever reasons, I like him. And then in the big race, the Don, I like Valid.
What race is that? What race is that, do you know?
The Don is the 13th. So the 5th, I like the 5. And the 13th, I like the 4.
Yeah, we're hoping to hear from Joe from Connecticut. Is actually going to be Joe from Gulfstream this week. So we'll see what happens. But we appreciate your time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Chaz.
So, Mo, when it comes to the prop bets, are there any that jumped out at you?
Well, I actually already won one this week with my radio partner, Billy. I kept telling them, and this concerned me more about Carolina, but it didn't happen that way, that I told them that there would be a player involved in some kind of prostitution sting, and there was from Denver. So Billy will be wearing an extra small Taylor Swift concert tour T-shirt on the show on Monday.
Nice.
But the one I like, and the one I think a lot of people like, but I tell you to be cautious about it, a lot of people like the one with Mike Carey getting one of the reviews wrong. And if you read the prop bet right, and I went back and watched about 30 times when he was on the air this year, there was a lot of times, maybe 60% of the time, where he didn't get the answer out
before
the play was there. And so where that's a popular prop bet where people want to say that Mike Carey's going to get it wrong, which he does a lot, there's a lot of times he didn't get his answer in before the before they announced the decision. So I would be cautious of that one.
There you go.
He needed a little more time under the hood.
Exactly. And you know what? I'm not sure what they're getting on per diem, but if I knew that, I'd go with the over, and I would just hang in the hood a little longer. You know?
Well, yeah, you know, the problem is, too, is that Mike Pereira is so good and so smooth at it that I think it makes Mike Carey stand out even more about how bad he is. But to me, dude, tomorrow the game is a no-brainer. I've liked the Broncos as a favorite from the get-go. You know, if you just look at their schedule, they beat every AFC playoff team in the regular season. They beat the Patriots twice, both times with Rob Gronkowski and Julian Edelman. You know, and if you look at the compared to the Panthers' schedule, yeah, they lost one game, but their schedule was way worse. I like the defense of Denver. And, you know, you've seen Denver put out a lot of injuries and a lot of big-name players this year, Edelman, Gronkowski. And if Cam Newton happens to get hit and go out, you know, a lot of people can't even tell you who the backup quarterback is for Carolina. Should Peyton have to go out, whether he's ineffective or hurt? I have confidence Brock Osweiler can win the game, and I like Denver tomorrow 27-17 over Carolina.
27-17. Now, you're listening to Sports Betting Weekly. Johnny, give him that call in number real quick.
Yeah, 1-866-405-1717. Let's talk Super Bowl.
Now, Tommy, the Twitter.
Oh, of course, you can always catch us on Twitter at SB Weekly.
Now, Sloppy already went on Twitter, and he made some, I'm not sure if he's calling in, but he made some picks on his props. He's got Thomas with plus 5.5. He's got the guy that fumbled. Who's the guy that fumbled that Wes was talking about? The guy that fumbled for that game that gave Pittsburgh this. He's got him to score the first touchdown. I think he's 18-1. Fuchsius or something like that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and he's got somebody else. So when you get a chance, check out the Sloppy's Twitter. We're going to go right out to Jonathan in San Antonio. Jonathan, I gave you a little plug at halftime the other day on that WVU game. I thought for sure they'd make a second-half effort, but it was not to be.
It's funny because that was the only game in the morning that I lost. I think I went 3-1 in the morning, and that was that one game.
So. You got to talk to who was it? It's Wes. I think it was Wes. Wes was going 5-1, and the one he would give us would every week would lose every
week.
So
that was my luck. But yeah, Super Bowl, man, it's my favorite day of the year tomorrow. So I'll be hyped up all day. I usually I'm going to be all over the Broncos, and I waited because I had a feeling the public was going to pound the Panthers, so I'm going to take the 6.5. I got a 6. I don't want to risk it going back down the last second, so I'll take a 6. I feel comfortable with that. But I got a couple prop bets for you guys.
Yeah, but before you get to the prop bets, Jonathan, give us your final score prediction.
Final score prediction is going to be the Broncos 27, the Panthers 24.
There you go. All right, so props, what are you thinking?
Well, one of my props is I believe, I do props based on value. I don't want to put down a lot of money on my prop bet, but I'm going to say that there's going to be an offside kick. You're getting at plus 145. I think the Broncos could be up by two scores late. Cam Newton's going to get that touchdown. Maybe have an onside kick with a minute to go or something. So I think even if there's a surprise onside kick, it's a Super Bowl. They're pulling out all the stops. I think it's a pretty safe bet. You're getting a plus 145. The other thing I like is Ronnie Hillman, minus 1.5 total receptions. You're getting that at plus 130. Ronnie Hillman's caught at least two passes, three of the last four games. I think they've used him a little bit more in situations where they maybe struggled getting the running game going. They kind of dip out on a screen or something to him, maybe a third down back. Situation like that, and so I think that plus 130 on two receptions is good. And then I have two MVP candidates that I think you get the most value on. One is Von Miller. I think the Broncos defense is going to have a heyday. I think they're the best defense in the league by far. I think that they can contain Cam Newton. If they do that, if they win this game, it's because of their defense. I think you're looking at either Von Miller or DeMarcus Ware maybe getting the MVP.
Yeah, you know what? We've had a couple people talk about that, and they were both big prices.
Oh, yeah. Von Miller's at $2,000, and DeMarcus Ware's at $3,300. DeMarcus Ware's waited 11 years to be on a team that finally makes the playoffs and makes a run, and he's finally there. He's finally in the Super Bowl. I'm expecting a big game from him. So.
Yeah, and remember, if you're new to sports betting or listen, what he's saying is $2,000 to $3,300. That's what you're going to get for a Ceno. So basically, they're 20-1 and 33-1. So for $10, pretty exciting. That 33-1, especially if a guy does a strip sack and returns it for a touchdown early.
Correct.
That's the only way a defensive player is winning.
Right,
it.
But that's how that's changes games, and that gives them.
But this type of game, I'm all over the defense.
Yep.
Something big's gonna happen on defense. Whether it's the Panthers or the Broncos, something's gonna happen on defense. And I'm just gonna put my money that the Broncos defense is gonna make the play.
All right, great. Now you got to make sure you finish listening up because we got Charles from San Diego. He's reporting from the Super Bowl. Marvin from Las Vegas is on the line. He's in Vegas. We talked to Mark Nelson at the Alianza. He's the sports director there, sports book director. He gave us two great pieces of advice. He said, use the numbers. Don't go up to the window and tell the guy you like Deshaun, whatever, to score the first touchdown. Use the numbers. Otherwise, the guys behind you are going to be ticked. And get in line early, which, duh, but you never know. People wait to the last minute.
Yeah, use the numbers. That's number one betting tip. And people behind you get real mad.
So. All right, we'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Yes, sir.
All right, so like I said, when we come back, we've got Marvin from Las Vegas, we got Joe from Gulfstream, we have Charles from San Diego, and we have the biggest little Jimmy checking in for
Biggest
Reno.
Little Jimmy.
And just pretty exciting time. Mo, you're going to hold on. We'll catch you on the second half of the break. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
Go to Fuller Honda. They are there to help make your Honda dream a reality by bringing you an excellent selection of new and used Honda vehicles and great service to enhance your ownership experience. Their friendly, experienced staff will be happy to respond to any questions you may have about sales, service, or parts. Fuller Honda has the whole lineup, from the Accord to the Civic to the CR-V to the all-new Pilot. They have the right vehicle for your family. Best of all, this new Honda lineup features some of the best fuel economy on the market, along with contemporary styling at affordable prices. Stop into Fuller Honda today, and they will exceed your expectations from test drive to delivery. Their professional sales team is committed to a no-pressure, high-integrity approach to your ownership experience. Think Fuller Honda. Great prices, great selections, and great deals, where they've treated you like family for over 60 years. Auto Park Drive off the 805 in the Chula Vista Auto Park.
Ten straight victories. Mountain West Conference champions. Hawaii Bowl champions. Tied for most wins in a season. Six straight bowl games. Mountain West Offensive Player of the Year, Donnell Pumphrey. And Defensive Player of the Year, DeMonte Casey, both returning. Aztec football season tickets are available now. Current season ticket holders can renew online. Make new season ticket holder order deposits now on GoAztecs.com. Call 619-283-7378 with question. Aztec football. Rise up.
Moms and dads, kids want to have a lot of fun and eat some really great food? How about trying Sonic, a.k.a. America's Drive-In, for great hot dogs, amazing burgers, and incredible milkshakes.
Cake shakes and waffle cones, the new shake flavors like birthday cake, strawberry shortcake, and Oreo cake.
And Sonic is celebrating with boneless wings.
All new flavors including garlic parmesan, Asian sweet chili, honey barbecue, and island fire.
So let's celebrate at Sonic, America's Drive-In.
Did you know you can now travel throughout Mexico and all phone calls cost the same as local calls? You also now have new ways to connect to Wi-Fi to help save your data balance. And now if you change jobs, you will no longer need to change your phone number. And if your call gets disconnected, you are no longer charged for the whole minute. Doing business is now cheaper than ever before. Your phone is cheaper. Together, Mexico is achieving it. PRI.
With Housing for Women, the government of the Republic has ensured the homes of women head of households near sources of employment, services, and public spaces. You too can improve your daily life. Get to know the requirements at gob.mx/sedatu. Housing to help you prosper. Sedatu. Moving Mexico. Government of the Republic. This program is public, unrelated to any political party, and shall not be used for purposes other than stated in the program.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. We are rocking and rolling Super Bowl 50. Johnny D is just chomping at the beat a bit to get some of those props out.
Somebody get me a couple of tissues, please.
And Tommy's rocking and rolling with the question of the money line on Denver, huh?
Yeah, I just don't get all these people betting Denver on the money line.
But you know what? Hey, they call it gambling for a reason. So we got Mo. You're on the line, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you two other prop bets I like, guys. I was just thinking, you know, I like to try to stay away from the actual game action a little bit on prop bets. I like the over on Lady Gaga's Star Spangled Banner just because she likes to put her own spin on songs and ruin them. So I think she goes over.
And on my notes. I'm with you, Mo.
Yeah, I like the over on the number of dabs done because I feel like Cam Newton's going to score a touchdown at least, and you maybe get one or two out of that one. You get one when he gets the first down. I feel like you're going to get a couple of defensive players who hit Cam hard and do it mockingly to him. So I like the over on the number of dabs done, which is, I think, is set at 5.
Yeah, you can YouTube up. I know that she sent out the music notes, the sheet, so you might be able to get a little – inside information on that. Sloppy, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here. What's right. up, fellas?
So we're going to cover your props that you posted on Twitter, but first we're going to go out to a guy. I don't know if you were listening when we talked to Matt Holt from CG Technology, Marvin, but I gave you a shout-out because I asked him what props that they already know, if it happens, they're going to take a hit on, and it was all Marvin from Las Vegas. He said it was the overs for Durant and Curry.
Oh, yeah, I love that prop. I mean, I think that's an absolute – I'm trying to figure out why it's Peyton Manning's completion versus Kevin Durant's points. I would take that bet with KD on the points against Peyton's attempt. I think KD's going to score between 38 and 45 points tonight. His career high is against Golden State. He really likes up Golden State because there's really no matchup for him tonight. It's an absolute easy one. I'm going to lay at least a couple $100.
Before we go anywhere, though, let's get your – let's get
dumb not to do play.
Yeah, let's get your final score prediction on the game. On the Super Bowl.
Oh, man. I really think this could be a shakeup in the scoring. I think if Peyton doesn't play well, I think Gary Kubiak could pull the trigger and put in Osweiler. I know it's a Super Bowl, but I think at the end of the day, it's trying to get a win. So I think we might see Peyton come out of this game if he doesn't perform well. I'm going to take Carolina 27-20.
There you go.
And I think they're going to get the cover.
There you go.
I do think Peyton does not play well, but I think the Denver defense steps up. I just think Cam Newton is... I think he's just ready to be a winner.
So I know you've been talking about that OKC Golden State game for 3 weeks now. So the over came out, what, 233?
I like Oklahoma City plus the 9, and then I like the over in this game. I think OKC has a shot. I think it comes down to a late shot, either by Curry or Durant. Yeah, I'm taking OKC. I think 9 is way too many. Oklahoma City is the one team that Golden State has not really played, and they haven't had a star player that can go out and deliver a winning shot. So I think Kevin Durant is the one player that can do that. 46 career, 40-point games, leads the NBA in that stat. It's not even close. LeBron James has 36, and KD came in the league 5 years after him. So I think Oklahoma City has a real shot to win this game. I think it'll be close. It's almost like an appetizer for the Super Bowl. Everybody will be excited going into Sunday. I'm not going to take OKC on the money line, but I do like them to cover the 9.
You know what? Here's the thing, Tommy. You said you like the over in the Super Bowl. I really like an over parlay with these two games. You know.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. All right, Marvin. We appreciate it. Now let me ask you a couple quick questions on Las Vegas. All right. You went to the Superbook. You hurt your back. You said carrying the trends home.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
You hurt your back carrying all the trend sheets.
Yeah, this thing is like a freaking music book.
It is. Exactly. That's a great example. Yeah, I want to thank again Jay over there at Las Vegas Superbook at the Westgate for sending us over those props. So let me ask you, how much busier is it this week where you live in Vegas than it was like week 15?
Oh, my gosh. They're charging $30 a park at Westgate because it's so packed in there.
Unbelievable.
Just to go in, if you're not betting, they want you to pay the park.
Yeah, so you're going to get out of there. You're going to where are you going to watch it?
Yeah, I'm getting in and out. I'm not wasting any time. I won't even be able to. I'm gonna be watching the Super Bowl in the break room. I have to work that day.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. That's especially in that town. You know, everybody works. So, all right, buddy, we appreciate all your insight. Watching that game tonight. Looking for nothing but baskets, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks for the season, right, Mark.
Guys.
Yeah, Marvin, he's had a phenomenal season. All right, Sloppy, so talk to us about what you put on Twitter.
Well, judging off what Demaryius Thomas does in Super Bowls and how far Peyton Manning can throw the ball, I think Demaryius Thomas catches a ton of six-yard passes all day and over 5.5 receptions, I kind of think, is a lock. Other one was I'm taking a long shot on Funchess. I figure Norman's going to be locked in on Emmanuel Sanders, so Funchess gets the first touchdown for the Panthers. And then over 12.5 yards rushing on the longest rush for Cam Newton. I think he takes off one time and easily gets that. Those are my props for the Super Bowl.
All right, nice. Johnny D, give us some of the props you've been chomping at.
Good job there, Sloppy. Over the Lady Gaga singing the national anthem over 1 minute, 36 and a half seconds. The money's plus 140. If it were me, I'd enjoy the spotlight. I'd stretch it out a little. I like the over with Gaga.
Let me ask you a question. Do you buy the hook at 136 and a half?
I once had an 11-minute rendition, but I thought I was singing In a God of the Vita.
Hey, I got another quick one. The over-under on 117 million viewers. Super Bowl is going to get bigger and bigger every year. That's minus 110, but I like the over. 117 million viewers.
Tommy.
Prop bet.
I'm still looking for my favorite prop bet, but I like Greg Olsen to score the first touchdown. He's probably right between 8 and 10 to 1. I don't have it in front of me.
Oh, he was right there, 8 to 10 to 1.
He's 8 to 1, yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? You can't go wrong with that one. And that's the one thing about these teams. They do spread it around.
They do.
All right, Mo.
Yeah, I mean, one that I wish was on the board that's not. I was hoping during the flyover that somebody would accidentally hit the missile and take out Lady Gaga, but I don't think that's going to happen. You know, the game to me is going to be, I think, one of the better games we've seen in a long time. It'll be interesting with this young, brash group with Josh Norman, Cam Newton. The thing is, though, can they keep their personalities and their big egos in check to not, pick up some personal fouls we've seen happen with Josh Norman? And, again, if I'm a Panthers fan, I know they love to run the football with Cam Newton. But, again, Denver's defense, especially a speedy linebacker like Von Miller, who is probably going to stay home a lot to see what Cam does, they've put out a lot of big-name talent and injured a lot of big-name guys, including Rob Gronkowski this year. So if Cam Newton takes a bad hit, that could seal Carolina's fate early. And, again, if Peyton has to come out, we know that Brock Osweiler can win big games against good teams. And they've got, to me, one of the best kickers in the league, and Brandon McManus, who can boom them, especially in that air up there in Denver. So I like the chances, and I love Denver in this game. I've loved them as the favorite from the get-go.
Yeah, Jonathan from San Antonio said on that Dabs prop, the one he's looking at is over-under 2.5. It's how many times the announcers say the word dab or dabbing, so that one might be even easier, you know?
Oh, yeah, and keep your fingers crossed because Jim Nantz, I don't know how much he says it, but Phil Simms, this is the worst broadcasting, I think, in the NFL, and Phil Simms gets stuck on things a lot of times, so he could mention it 5 times in the first quarter.
Yeah, we watched the show, Vic and I watched the show the other night, and Phil looks like he got lost a few times. All right, Mo, we're going to let you slide because we know you got a busy weekend. We're planning on talking to you tomorrow when you're in the Indianapolis show, and enjoy the game.
All right, guys, thanks.
All right, we're going to head out to Al in San Diego. Al, what are you doing? The Steelers aren't in the Super Bowl.
What's up, Al?
I'm rooting for the Carolina Panthers.
There you go.
We need a final score prediction.
Final score, 35-14.
Woo!
That's over. That's over the total.
That's an over bet.
I know that's over the total. The way Carolina's been playing the first half in these last, 5 or 6 games by blowing people out, I know Denver has a great defense. But I don't really see Denver's offense scoring a lot of points. And I think Ted Ginn is going to be a player. He doesn't touch the ball a lot, but when he does touch the ball, he has big plays. And I think he might get a kickoff return or a punt return or a reverse, some kind of trick play like that, where he'll change the whole momentum of the game.
He's a dangerous Buckeye.
In the blowout.
No doubt about it. You know, it's funny, Al, because you're your score was the highest we've had for terms of the points by Carolina, tied with Wes, who's got it at 31-24, and Kevin, our buddy over at We Party Naked, I just love that name, they're having their Super Bowl party at the Hard Rock downtown, hosted by Bud Light, which means, Johnny, Your girls will probably be there.
Yep. Yeah, I saw the picture
on my
phone.
After that, he's got a post-game party at AD Nightclub with DJ Chaos. He's our buddy that hit all the 8-teamers.
Cool dude.
And DJ Bad, who we haven't met yet, but we will. And he had it at 31-13, so you've got it at the highest score yet.
Well, I'm looking for an entertaining game. I'm looking for Cam Newton to dab all his way to the MVP in the Super Bowl and set everybody else up.
There you go, buddy. All right, we'll talk to you next time.
Have a good one, buddy.
See ya.
All right, Sloppy, we're going to go out to Nick. Nick and I laughed when the New England-Denver game was lining up for a reverse, but he said no. What happened, Nick?
Yo.
So what do you think? Everything lining up for a reverse pick on the Super Bowl? You there, Nick?
We're going to win 27-24. The Broncos are late. McManus is going to kick one late. But I think the two other bets, and so I like Moneyline, obviously Denver. But the two other bets that I like, I'm actually going to go against Mo on this one, which is I don't think Von Miller stays home, and I don't think Ware stays home. I think those guys charge up the field very, very hard to try to make an impact early. So I really like, and I apologize if this was thunder from earlier because I wasn't listening, I like the Cam Newton over 39.5 rush yards because I think when Cam gets scared, I think he's going to run up the middle of the field. Miller and Ware are going to be heading up the field very hard. Olsen is going to vacate the middle of the field with Ward, and I think you might have 40 before halftime for Cam Newton. But the best prop that I like that aligns best with Super Bowl 50, and again, I apologize if someone brought this up, but in the 49 Super Bowls, tails is 25, and heads is 24. So don't you think in Super Bowl 50, to even it out at 50-50, that heads is an absolute lock?
There you go. Okay, hold on. Can you hold on after break, Nick? We'll come back and we'll cover a couple of those props. It's Sports Betting Weekly.
When Vince Young scored on 4th and 5 in the 2006 Rose Bowl, two things happened. The Texas Longhorns won the NCAA title, and championshipfootballs.com was born. From Texas to Alabama to Ohio State, and now for Super Bowl winners too, championshipfootballs.com is the place for the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, 10 years later, championshipfootballs.com has the autographs too. See if any of these names remind you of a special time in your football life. Michael Bennett, Lou Holtz, Joe Montana, Devin Smith, Jameis Winston, Rocky Blyer, Rocket Ishmael, Ara Parsegian, Mike Stonebreaker, Chris Zorich, Luther Bradley, Todd Light, Tony Rice, Lawrence Taylor, Dave Casper, Marcus Mariota, Rudy Rudiger, David Tyree. Enter the promo code RADIO and you'll instantly save $50 on any of the championshipfootballs.com autographed footballs. Championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
Looks like we're a two-box family.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need 6BetsAGame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6BetsAGame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember the sports books all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6BetsAGame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half half or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's sixbetsagame.com. Start winning more bets now.
Hey, this is an important message. I'm Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. Sports betting is supposed to be a hobby. It's supposed to be fun. If you're hurting yourself by gambling with money you don't have, check out our website for the Gamblers Anonymous phone number.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. As always, as many opinions on as many games as 1 hour can handle. The public is split right now, a little bit of Denver, a little bit of Carolina. However, if you're going to championshipfootballs.com, the free shipping presale lasts until tomorrow at kickoff, so you can get either your Denver Broncos or your Carolina Panthers Super Bowl football order in. However, this is not you've had a good season footballs.com. It's championshipfootballs.com. So they're only doing one. Check out the autographs at CF.com, championshipfootballs.com, for a promo code, $50 off your order with radio. Coolest present. They'll open that day, guaranteed. We're going to get right back to the phone lines. We got Nick and Sloppy. Nick, one more time on that, your favorite prop. Did we lose Nick? You there, Nick?
Here.
Yeah, so the one more time on your favorite prop.
My favorite prop of the Super Bowl is going to be the coin toss. It's Super Bowl 50. There have been 25 tails and 24 heads. So to line up with Super Bowl 50 at a 50-50 shot, my favorite prop is head.
I love it. You know what? Have a great, great day tomorrow. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jeff.
Sloppy.
The coin toss is near and dear to my heart. I lost 8 years in a row and finally broke that streak last year, so I'm pretty pumped on it.
Well, what do you think of Nick's heads?
I'm by far going heads now. I mean, as long as someone else picks it.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Talk about a conspiracy theory. You've seen, you know, if you flip a coin 100 times, it's almost impossible to have it not flip. And that guy did it in that one game, so anything's possible.
And he's doing the Super Bowl, so we'll see.
All right, Slop, have a great game. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, boys.
See you, Sloppy.
Right, let's head out to man. Billy V. Billy Vickers.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, you know what? I got to get Sloppy. Remember, I got to get Sloppy's prediction. Billy, before we do anything, I need a final score Super Bowl prediction.
Final score, Denver 28. Cardinals 26.
You mean Panthers?
What?
Panthers. Not you said Cardinals. You meant Panthers.
I don't even watch football. I don't even care about the Super Bowl. I told you that.
So is there any UFC action this weekend?
Yes.
All right. We got 30 seconds. Today. We got 30 seconds. Give us a winner. Because you know what? You did great last time.
Thank you. I think Stephen Thompson's going to beat Johnny Hendricks. I'm not sure what the over or under logo won't go on that one is, but I take Thompson in the under, whatever the under is.
Any other bouts?
Pardon?
Any other ones?
Yeah, that's the final bout of the evening. That's the headlining bout.
Awesome. All right, Billy, we'll talk to you next week.
Take care, guys.
All right.
See you, Billy.
Zig.
Yo.
I need a Super Bowl prediction final
score. What's going on?
I need a Super Bowl final score prediction.
Final score will be Carolina 34, Denver 13.
There you go. That's almost exactly what Kevin at We Party Naked said. All right, Zig, did you get a chance to look at any racing forms?
Yeah, the only I looked at the Santa Anita, the Beverly Lewis there, and again, seven horses in the race. I think Baffert's first could be tough in that race.
He's got two. Which
he's
one?
A favorite. He's one of the favorites. I think he could be tough in that race.
Oh, the Moore Spirit.
So, you know. Again, I won't bet it.
Yeah,
you know, but that's why I would play it if I had to.
Any other races?
There's. I looked at the Gulfstream races. There's nothing that excited me at Gulfstream either. So, and Santa Anita, I didn't really get into the outside of that race.
All right. So, if you get a chance, and you look at any of those Santa Anita racing forums, don't hesitate to do it on Twitter or Facebook and let us know.
You got it.
All right. We'll talk to you next time.
All right.
All right, so yeah, I got to get a Sloppy's final score. I don't know if he's still listening. If he is, he could text us over, or he can call us. Johnny D, talk to me.
Hey, I got a couple of quick prop bets to look at. fellas. First scoring play, I've got Panthers touchdown plus 150, Panthers touchdown pass in that at plus 300. Second one to look at, well, special teams defense score a touchdown in the game. These are the number one and two defenses in the league, plus 135 special teams defense score a touchdown. Another one that caught my eye was Peyton Manning pass attempts. Over under 36 and a half. I don't think he's going to be around the entire game. Under 136 and a half. The money's minus 115. And yeah, that's a couple of highest scoring quarter. I think it's going to be the third quarter. Here's a moneymaker plus 598. Highest scoring quarter, third quarter. A couple to think about.
Well, that's a nice payoff.
Yeah.
You know, highest Tommy, score. What are you thinking?
You know, I'm looking at some of these cross sport. Prop bets, and I just think they're just pretty darn clever. Here's one: Rory McIlroy, fourth round, holes over par, is minus 170 against the QB sacks by the Broncos defense. I like the QB sacks.
There you go.
If Rory, you know, just shoots par for the day.
You can't lose.
They're going to have at least one sack.
You can't lose, right? Yeah, zero is more than minus.
Exactly, yeah. I'm loving that bet.
You know, it's funny because it really is. And we talked to both Matt Holt at the CG Technology. He talked about the ones that they worried him were the overs with Curry and Durant. And if you've watched any of those two play in the last 2 months, it's like they don't miss. It's just amazing. But those are some that he's got a little worry on. I always focus on the first player to score. I did the research, and it was really hard this year because a bulk of the time for Denver, it wasn't Manning at quarterback. So I went back last time, and I heard Sloppy mention that he backed off Emmanuel Sanders because of the fact that he was going to be shut down. But that was who Manning went to last year. So, you know, with a two-week practice and getting back into it. Because remember, he played game 17, but he came in on a mopper pro. Didn't throw any touchdowns. And then against the next game when he played, he had Daniel twice. Remember Daniels or Daniel, the tight end?
Owen Daniels.
Yeah, hit him twice. So right then you say, well, you know, obviously if you throw the ball to a guy and he catches you, you do it again. We've seen that with all the quarterbacks. The great quarterbacks, you drop the ball, they stop throwing it to you, you know? In terms of the game, Johnny, we got a total that really hasn't been talked about until I heard Tommy talk about the over.
Yeah, one quick thing, if you don't mind. My listeners in North County, up in Oceanside, big Super Bowl party tomorrow, first anniversary, at the Oceanside Sports Bar and Grill. It's a cool place right on the South Coast Highway downtown. Go say hi to Chris. They're having a pig roast. Best party up in
Have you been to a pig roast recently, Johnny?
I'm overdue. I mean,
don't get me wrong. You got to bring your pills, if your blood pressure pills or your cholesterol pills, whatever diabetes pills, you might as well smash it down and snort it. But there is nothing better than taking some of that pig skin, putting a piece of the pig and making a little pig skin taco.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, it's Super Bowl Sunday, one of my favorite days.
What's the address of the Oceanside?
Anyway, the tickets are only $20 for this pig roast at 113 South Coast Highway, Oceanside Sports Bar and Grill. Tickets, call 442-500-1090.
What is the distance between that bar and the beach?
Like two blocks.
There you go, baby.
That's how I ended up in there. El Nino blew me off the beach, and I stumbled into this place.
Nothing wrong with that. You know, some of my best finds have been stumbling.
Yes.
All right, so Tommy, we got a few minutes left. What are your thoughts?
You know, there's a few more props I like. Oh, and to follow up for Billy, the over-under on that fight is 2.5 rounds.
Stephen Thompson.
Thompson, who is actually plus 200 in that fight, so he's taking the underdog.
Let me tell you one thing about Billy V, okay? He has given me so many dogs. The other day, the one where the guy won that wasn't supposed to win, and he beat the guy up, and it was great to when you have money on a UFC guy, and it's not if he's going to win, it's just a matter of when the other guy submits. It's a great, great event to bet. It really is.
Yep, and over is minus 210, under is plus 165, so everybody thinks that's going to probably go to distance that fight.
Yep.
Hey, I'm ready with my pick.
Let's do it.
After the break. Nah, just messing with you, man. Like I said earlier in the show, the Broncos defense has not faced a quarterback like Superman Cam Newton, 6'5", 245 pounds. He's going to win the MVP award. Panthers have the running game, too, with Jonathan Stewart. The Broncos don't. Don't forget, the Panthers have the top offense in the league. I found this nugget. They've scored 500 more points than the second closest team. Here's my final prediction. I've got Carolina 34, Denver 20.
You're real close. Sloppy just texted back. He's got him at 31-21. So you got 34-20, Carolina.
That's it.
All right, last couple minutes, Tommy.
I've got Carolina whooping them, 45-10.
45-10. You know what? I looked at that 21.5 point line earlier. It was plus 500. But I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I'm going to post my stuff definitely on Twitter. I know that I'm going to have the first player to score. There are only two trends from our 6betsagame.com trends. The first quarter over, which, of course, Tommy, with Carolina, they've been scoring 17 in the first quarter the last week or two, or a month or two. And then in the second half, it's a slight trend against Denver. Carolina, 2 out of 3, they've won, and Denver's lost 4 to 6 in the second half. Final minute, Johnny D, anything?
I hope Tommy can teach me a couple of Cam Newton's touchdown dances. Anyway, it should be a great game, and I think the Panthers are going to roll.
Tommy?
And I'm looking here at the Westgate Las Vegas Superbook sports bet. If you do like my bet of them winning by 35 points, your odds for them winning between 29 and 33 are 30 to 1.
There you go.
Go ahead, throw 10 bucks on it.
No, yeah, you know what? I can't tell you how many times I've hit a 20, 30, 40 to 1 at $10, and it changes your outlook on life. All right, Steve, thanks again for all your help. I know the board's been busy. Johnny D, Tommy, enjoy your great Super Bowl Sunday. Remember, guys, do me a favor. Take it easy, but always be cashing. I'm Second Half Chaz. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.